こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントをしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。マイケルがね、歯が壊れちゃったんだよね。
うん。I had, is it Novocaine?
What?
Is it called Novocaine?
何それ？
麻酔。
ああ、anesthesia?
Yeah, some kind of anesthetic injected into my face yesterday for dental work. And it hasn't quite worn off yet.
おかしいね。
Yeah, it's weird.
麻酔効きすぎ。
My face doesn't feel quite right.
So weird. かわいそうマイケル。Okay.1個目のニュース。
So if I screw up talking, that's what it is. It's all because of Masai.
Yeah. Okay, 1個目のニュースいきます、鼻を失った中国人男性が自らのおでこの上に鼻を培養しました、これは福建省に住む男性が2012年の8月に交通事故で鼻を損傷してしまって、だけどお金がなくて整形手術が受けられなかったためにちょっと放置してたところ、感染症になってしまって軟骨が溶けてしまいました。でもう鼻がなくなっちゃって、それによって彼はアレルギーとか喘息に苦しんで、さらにその鏡で自分のことを見るとこうショックで精神的ダメージがあって、過呼吸とかも併発してしまったために、お医者さんが、まあこのおでこで鼻を培養するっていう方法を彼に提案して実際実現しました。でどうやってやったかっていうと、おでこの皮膚を伸ばして、まずでそこに、肋骨の軟骨を移植しました。でそこに人工の粘膜をつけて鼻の穴を開けて8ヶ月間かけて育てたということです。
A Chinese man in Fujian, China、had a nose grown on his forehead. His original nose was injured in a car accidentAnd he couldn't afford proper treatment or plastic surgery to deal with his nose. And so the cartilage inside his nose dissolved. I don't really understand how that works.
It got infected.
But, yeah, he had an infection. And it, I guess if you get infected, your cartilage dissolves. If it's your nose.
Yeah.
Anyways, he had breathing problems and he had... it was traumaticPsychologically, because when he saw himself in the mirror, it didn't quite look right. So he had a nose grown on his head. And this isn't genetic engineering or anything. They actually use something called an expander on his forehead to grow the skin into that nose shape. So the skin is his own skin, and then they implanted his rib cartilage into the skin.For structural stability, and then they, I guess, installed an artificial membrane for his nostrils.
そう、写真見たんだけどすごいよね。本当におでこに鼻がくっついてる。
It looks like Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, and it's crazy because 最初にこの話見た時に ISP 細胞とかそういうことかと思ったら、そういうんじゃないんだよね。もう本当に結構古典的な方法だよね。
Well, they've grown an ear on a mouse before. A human ear on a mouse. I don't know if it was functional, but that was actually a long time ago.
Yeah, I've seen that actually.
That was like 5 years ago at least.
Right.
So it seems like they'd just be able to grow his noseOn a mouse, but maybe that's too expensive.
なんでおでこじゃなくちゃいけなかったのかね。
Yeah, I would definitely go for
なんか背中とかでいいじゃんね。
寝れないじゃん。
Right? お腹 What? 脇腹とかね。
On the side?
なんでおでこなのかな。なんか記事いっぱい見たんだけど、全然なんでおでこかっていうのは書いてなくて。
Everywhere would be kind of...邪魔だよね。Like,
no、matter, おでこが一番邪魔じゃない。だってさ、これ8ヶ月間育ててるからさ、その間に外出とかもしなきゃいけないわけじゃん、彼は。
Well, it's just, hats probably don't fit. But other than that, functionally it's not a big issue, is it?
あれかな、この皮膚と骨の間がおでこってさ、こう何シワとかもなりにくいじゃん。わかる、なんか お腹とかだとさ、体曲げるとこう脂肪とかがあるから、やっぱなんていうの、ステーブルじゃないじゃん。だからかな、
うん、
でもだったら肩とか背中でもいい気もするんだけど。
Yeah, I guess it would be easier to install the expander on his forehead if you're just trying to grow skin, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if you put it on some meaty part of your body, it's going to be moving around and it's going to get ruined.
でもなんかこの肘のさ、近くとかもでもよくない？
On your elbow?
Not on your elbow.
Having a nose on your elbow would be pretty weird too.
It's already weird to have a nose on your forehead, じゃない？
I think the forehead is probably the best option.
肩とかの方がいいな、まだ。じゃない？どう？
I think we're good、ね、with the forehead. I don't know why you're trying to move it.
だって多分このおでこからまた鼻を切り離さないといけないわけよね。当たり前なんだけど。Yeah. そうするとおでこにさ、傷とかも残らないようにしなくちゃいけないしさ。
Yeah. And then そっちがトラウマになるよね。その鼻の。
Come on!This is some serious stuff.
No, that's possible though. If you had a, he might get used to it. He might start liking it, and he doesn't want to move it to his face.
What?
So he just keeps it on his forehead.
いや、絶対ないよ、そんなの。ありえないじゃん。You're laughing. You're laughing.
I'm just trying to think about
it. You're bullshitting.
I've never thought about this before.
でもさ、確かにさ、この鼻が取れちゃったりとか、やっぱ顔がこう事故とかでぐちゃってなっちゃったりとかってさ、もちろんその、yeah. あのフィジカル的にもものすごいね、あの大変なことだけど、メンタル的にもすごいショックなことだから、こうやって何培養して元に戻せる、何なるべく元の見た目に戻れるんだったら、それは本当に素晴らしいことだよね。
うん、I don't think it's going to look that good, though, to be
Why?
honest. It doesn't look that good on his forehead.
It looks pretty natural on his forehead, though. Natural as in, そのなんかさ、つなぎ目とかもないじゃん。
It's like Michael Jackson.
それは今、forehead にあるからでしょ。いや、Michael Jackson は本当やばかったよ。あのさ、いたっけ？ I've seen him.Like pretty close
in person.
Well, I went to MTV のあのミュージックアワードに行ったのね。まだマイケル・ジャクソン元気な時に。
Yeah.
で、he showed up as a secret guest. で、マミモッシュピットにいたからすごく近くで見たの。あのね、yeah. 鼻と顎がもうね、プラスチックみたいな、なんかゴムでできてるみたいだったもん。
Was it like really attached, or did it look like it would fall off?
It looked like it was attached. でも素材がなんか おかしかった。素材が人間の皮膚じゃないみたいだった、普通に。
Wow, you can tell?
うん。なんか、え、何でできてんのみたいな感じだった。なんかついてるみたいな。
Really?
Yeah. It was really weird.、
Mm.
しかも his nose was detachable でしょ？
I've only seen like weird...comedy skits, so I don't know what's real.
They say his nose was detachable. だから死んじゃった時に鼻が detach されてた。
Do you think it used to be on his forehead?
No. No, because his nose はだって皮膚でできてないもん。 It was plastic or rubber or something.
知らないよ。
だからこのさ、何？ この
You know a lot about Michael Jackson's nose.
Because it's really interesting. だからこの福建省の人の鼻の方がハイクオリティだよね。普通に。すごくない？ マイケル・ジャクソンの方が絶対お金あったのにさ。
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
China、ね、is outdoing Michael Jackson just、yeah. within a few years.
Yeah.
That's a good benchmark for nose quality. Michael True. Jackson.
True. Yeah. 確かに。そうだね。
Kind of set the
しかもこう鼻がなくなっちゃって新しくつけるとしたら、その取り外し可能みたいなじゃない方がいいもんね。ずっとついてる方がよくない？ そんな簡単に取り外しできるやつ嫌だ。
It's weird that they can't just grow it on his, like where his nose is.
あ、確かに。
Like そのまま。
確かに。
Right? Isn't that weird?
ね、なんでもともと鼻の位置にできなかったの？ だから謎が多いんだよね、ちょっとこれ。
Yeah.
不思議。でもなんかね、
yeah, 多分
でもほらお医者さんから見るとちゃんとした理由があるんだろうね、いろいろと。
I don't know.
うちらちょっとさ、別にお医者さんじゃないからわかんない。
If I was him, I would be having, I'd have a lot of questions. I'd be like, wait, are other people doing this?
Dude, I'm sure this guy had any, a lot of questions too.
Anybody else with noses on their forehead. This isn't normal, right?
そう、だからこんなニュースになってんじゃない。
So he's kind of a guinea pig.
Yeah, I'm sure. Right? I'm sure. だから、you know, he's doing a favor for all the other people who might want to do this.Because これが if this works, then I guess some other people will want to do it, じゃない？その事故でなんか鼻かけちゃった人とかさ。
絶対マウスがいい。
まあね。
まあ、I feel bad for the mouse. But
まあね。自分のでこよりはね。
I'd rather have the genetic replica
yeah.
on a mouse. I mean, it doesn't yeah. have to be on a mouse. It could just be in a petri dish or whatever. But it's not real.Like his isn't real.
そうね、そうね、いやいやいやいや、right. そうそうそう、ジェネティックじゃないか。Yeah. そうだから ISP 細胞みたいなのでやるのが一番ありがたいよね、本物の鼻だから。
これ、it might be 遅れてる this technique.
This is 遅れてるけど、遅れてるけどマイケル・ジャクソンのよりは進んでる。
Yeah.
yeah.
yeah. I think we can agree on that.
Okay, 次。サウスカロライナ州に住む男性が宝くじで400億円を当てました。イエーイ
well,
For him and not
yeah,
for me
Someone's gonna win 絶対だから
いや、アメリカの高額宝くじでパワーボールっていうのがあるんだけど、それの、史上4番目となる一等賞金$3,940約400億円を、当てた男性が出てきました。で、彼は先週奥さんにホットドッグ用のパンを買ってきてって言われてパンを探しに行ったところ、パンはなかったんだけど宝くじ売ってたから宝くじ買って帰ったっていうことで、なんとラッキーなことに人生で宝くじ買ったのはたったの2回だって。で、2回目で当てちゃった。
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So a South Carolina man won the fourth largestlottery. Fourth largest US lottery?
Yeah.
Which was $400 million. Well, I think the US has the largest lottery.
Right? 確かに。
Gambling's pretty big there. And he was just out shopping for hot dog buns for his wife. And he couldn't find hot dog buns, so he bought lottery tickets instead. Which doesn't really make sense, but that's what he did.And it was only the second time in his life that he had ever bought lottery tickets.
Lucky すぎる。
He won $400 million.
Lucky すぎない ?2 回目だよ。だってさ、宝くじ買ってる人って、at least in Japan ね、結構定期的に買ってるじゃん、みんな。
なんか Have you bought it before?
No. Never.
I...
ある買ったこと
Once.
日本で
Yeah.
Okay.
どうだった? I didn't get anything.
400億円だよ。どうする?いきなり一日でさ。
I just have to buy it one more time.
Yeah, 二回目。400億円ですって言われたらさ、気絶するんだけど普通に。え?なんか、I can't
I don't know.
wrap
There's,
myself around the
people
number.
People have so much money these days. Like the, not people in general.
え、でも overnight だよ。And he didn't do anything.He didn't work towards it.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It just happened.
Yeah.
いきなり。
I think it's a bad
Jesus
thing.
Jesus Christ. I'm sure it's、Actually. a bad thing. え、だってよくさ、宝くじでこう買った人のその後みたいなさ、テレビとかでもやってんじゃん。Yeah. みんなもうさ、人生台無しみたいな。逆に。
There's people that have spent all of it, like really quickly.
That's what usually happens, だって。なんかやっぱどうやって使っていいか分かんないから、なんかこう いろいろ人に言われるがまま、あそっかそっかって言ってる間にあっという間になくなっちゃうとかさ、あのラスベガスとかでもすごい高額なの当たった人がその後すぐ交通事故で死んだりとか。 It's like
Really?
And then they say like you used up all your luck on this one thing みたいな。 まあそれはね、マミあんまり信じてないけど。
If you won,
あるのかな。
If you won 400 million right now, what would you do? What would you buy? What would you spend it on?
もう不動産を買うよね。不動産を買う。家、家、マンション、コンド。あ、ハワイにコンド買って。
Worst investment ever.
I'll buy an apartment in Tokyo and in Europe. でもそれぐらいかな。で普通に暮らす。あの。
Is what you're saying, but I'm sure if you actually want it immediately, you're buying fancy shoes and pretty soon you're wearing like.
まあでもさ、なんか変な。
Raincoat.
変なビジネスを始めたりとかして失敗したり、株とかやって失敗しなければさ、400億あれば別に、I mean, you can buy whatever you want and you won't go broke, じゃない?
If you're invested
I mean,
in shoes stocks?
とか。Unless you invest in stock.
Oh, I see.
Or start like a crappy business and then fail とかしなければ。
どうかな?
What would you do? 400億円。
I don't know what I'd do. I have no idea.
車買うんじゃない?
I would think for like 6 months, probably.
like
I wouldn't be able to do anything. I might buy a computer.
Okay, which is like 10万ぐらいでしょ?
yeah, I'd buy a computer.
400億だよ?
I'd buy a computer.
Wouldn't you buy an apartment? やっぱ家が一番いいよ。家賃払わなくていいじゃん。
I wouldn't buy a condo though.
I would totally buy a condo in Hawaii. で、メンテナンス費とかも余裕で払えるじゃん。
I don't know. I don't know. I wonder, I wonder what most people would do. Have they done surveys on this?
いやー、ないね。でも大体よく出る話は、テレビとかでやってるのはもうなんか知らない、なんか親戚とかにたかられて、
Yeah.
なんかで株とかやり始めて失敗して一瞬で終わるみたいな。だからそんな増やそうとするからいけないんだよね。400億だったらさすがに増やそうと思わないけどさ、例えばこう日本のジャンボ宝くじとかで2億とかじゃん、だそうするとちょっと確かにそれを使って増やそうかなって思う人がいるのはなんとなくわかる。でも400億だとねもういいじゃんこれで。
But thatI don't know. Athletes get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they spend it all right away.
まあでもさ、彼らはさ、they know that またどんどん入ってくるって分かってるからどんどん使うじゃん。
No, they know that it won't. These athletes don't know that they're going to keep getting paid. They get injured all the time. So they're, you know, they
yeah,
have this super inflated lifestyle and then they blow out their knees and it's over.
Yeah, but I feel like they think that it won't happen to them.The injuries and stuff.
No, they know that.
If they
it
knew,
does.
They would save their money, じゃないの? 自分はまあまだ平気だろうと思ってるからじゃないの? じゃないとだって it doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
じゃない?
Even when they're getting old, they don't really change.
They can't change, じゃない? 逆に。もうずっとそれでやってきちゃったから。
Mayweather made $42 million from one fight.またボクシングの話だ。I know, I keep bringing it up. But he made $42 million in one fight. He showed up, boxed, you know, one boxing match and got $42 million guaranteed.
Wow.
And then he made millions and millions on top of that.
Wow.
And that's less than one day of work.
Yeah.
You know, he could work. How many days does he have to work before he makes that $400 million?
そうだね。
Right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But then this guy just won it overnight.
But if you see shows like MTV Cribs and you look at how these celebrities are winning or how they're living, actually winning.
あのね、Celebrity Cribs はまだ見れるの。ああ、面白いねみたいな。でもあの、マミ、あれだけは無理。なんだっけ、Sweet 16 or My Sweet 16 or something like that.
What's that?
なんかあの金持ちの子供が誕生日パー16歳の誕生日パーティーするっていうリアリティショーなの。毎回違う子供なんだけど、like 本当にこんなにスポイルの子供いるかっていうぐらいの子供なのみんな。でなんか毎回でもサーカスみたいな火とか吹く人とか16歳の誕生日パーティーだよ。来てペットボーとか来てんのゲストで。 and he'll
sing. Are these people that have had lots of money their entire life, or
probably not? Probably not. なんか成金みたいな.
Recently, they got money. How? If they're kids?
No. The kids are not making any money. It's so, their parents.
Okay, so the kids have had money their entire life.
Yeah. 本当にこんなに甘やかされてる子供いるかみたいな。だってなんか普通に So what do you want for your birthday? みたいな。 I want pitbull. みたいな感じ。 I have to have pitbull for my birthday. みたいな。
This pitbull の tatoe is killing me.
No, it's not tatoe. I saw it.
Oh, it was pitbull?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just saying pitbull because you like pitbull.
No. And he actually showed up and he sang on the stage in front of all of her friends.
I would pay pitbull not to show up at my birthday party.
Yeah, whatever. That's not my point.
Okay.
もう世の中にはすごい人がいっぱいいるんだなっていう話。
はい。
次、テニスのね、クルム伊達公子さん、あのすごい選手なんだけど、が先日トーレパンパシフィックオープンで7000人の前でテニスのマッチをしていました。で、あの7000人がちょっとね負けてたんだけど、あのそこで観客がね、こうなんかミスするたんびにあーあーって言ってたら。第2セットに来る頃にはもうイライライライラしてシャットアップってみんなに向かって叫ん でその後もねちょっと観客があんまりやめなかったらため息ばっかりって今度は日本語で叫んでちょっとした話題になりました。
So this story is about Kimiko Date Krum Kuram Kurum
Kurum
Kurum Krum It was theTorre Pan Pacific Open with a 70,000...
No, 7,000.
Oh, 7,000? Only 7,000?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it's tennis.
Tennis だよ、だって。
Yeah, 70,000. 無理だよね。
無理、無理。
What am I talking about? Okay, 7,000. There were 7,000 people there. Yeah, tennis in Tokyo Dome. And she lost the first set. And during the second set, she lost it and yelled, shut up to the audience.And then she said, ため息ばっかり。
そう。で、ちょっとオンラインとかテレビで、まあ、みんながちょっとびっくりしちゃって話題になって、で、彼女はその後に、まあ、ブログとかで、この、あーって言われるとエネルギーを吸い取られるし、この観客のテニスを見るレベルが日本は上がってないみたいな感じで、まあ、厳しいコメントを言ってるんだけど、That was pretty weird. なんかさ、ゴルフとかテニスってちょっと、Excuse me. ゴルフとかテニスってちょっとさなんか違うじゃん他のスポーツと。You know what I mean? サッカーとかアメフトとかってもう観客がさ、まあ、野球とかもわーって感じで言ってるけど、テニスとかゴルフとかで結構シーンとする場面がいっぱいあるじゃない。狭いから選手に全部聞こえちゃうから。だからまあ他のスポーツよりちょっと環境が違うのはわかるんだけど。ため息っていうかね、こう残念みたいな感じでみんなあーって感じだったんだよね。
Yeah.
でみんなこの伊達公子さん応援しに来てるからこそそういう声が出ちゃったわけであって。
But I understand how it can make you lose your concentration. I played tennis really seriously from a really young age.
でもさ、shut up って結構すごくない？
No, you don't. It's people.
It's to your fans.
But among tennis players, that's one of the least offensive things that's ever been done. Tennis players always lose their shit. Like, as often as golf people do. Probably more. People have smashed multiple tennis rackets. They bring extra tennis rackets because they smash them.
Yeah, もっとさ、違う言い方すればいいじゃん。じゃあなんかさ、こう、拍手してくださいみたいな、何?パフォーマンスするとかさ。
They smash the tennis racket. They're sponsored by Wilson.He's taking the Wilson tennis racket, which is like $600, and he's smashing it into the ground. This is his sponsor,
right?
His product. He's getting paid millions, and he's just smashing it into the ground, throws it.
Wow.
And then someone runs up to him with a towel and a new racket, and it's like,
wow.
That's how tennis is. You have to understand that tennis is like ultra competitive and really personal.It's kind of weird.
でもさ、なんていうの? I feel like the players need to understand that sometimes, ウィンブルドンとかは別だけどさ、日本でやってる時なんてさ、そんなテニスいつも見に行ってる人ばっかりがいると限らないわけじゃん。日本人で日本でやってて、あ、伊達公子さん日本人だからと思って、初めて見に行く人とかも多いわけじゃん。だからさ、 you can't really expect people to know how you're supposed to behave unless it's a rule. And it's not a rule. It's more like a courtesy, でしょ?
Yeah, there's no rule.
でしょ? しかもなんか別にみんなそんな意地悪なわけじゃないじゃん。
They actually take the audience into account when they calculate betting odds. So,
まあそうだよね。
When they,
when
they
have,
home
とかね。
When they have like mixed martial arts or like UFC events in Brazil,the Brazilian audience is chanting that you'll die. And so if you can't handle that mentally, then you're just absolutely, you're not at the level where you can compete.
だからさ、なんかサッカーとかもそうじゃん。ホームとアウェーがあって、アウェーの時は何？ホームの方が強いじゃん、みんな。応援してくれてるから。だから、まあ、ゴルフとかね。ゴルフとかテニスとかもさ、もちろんもっとね会場がちっちゃいから気が散りやすいのかもしれないけどさ、 But look at all those like UFC fighters, right? If they can do it, then tennis players should be able to do it too, じゃないの?
Well,
why are they so special?
Okay, well, the difference between UFC fighters and tennis players is that if you're a UFC fighter and you're losing, you could really get hurt, right?
Yeah.
AndThat doesn't, you don't have that in tennis. Like if you lose a tennis match, it's like, oh, I lost. But if you lose a combat sport, well, you can get seriously hurt. Like it can end your career. You'll be done.
That's exactly why.
So they're really good with pressure, right?
You have to be good
with pressure to fight, right?
But I'm sure tennis players get a lot of pressure
too.
No.
If you're bad with pressure playing tennis, you smash your racket and then you can focus again.
なんかさ、そのびっくりしたのはこんなにすごいベテランのすごい素晴らしい選手なのに、このため今さらため息でそんな気が散るんだと思った。
Well, honestly, I think if an American player yelled "shut up" at the audience, it wouldn't be news.No one would care. Like, that's not unusual. They say stuff all the time.
To their own fans.
Tennis players have lost, walked outside the building, and smashed, like, the nearest car.
What?
Like, yeah, they go crazy.
Why are they so spoiled? Why are they...
It's just, it's so competitive. You notice how her last name is hyphenated?
Yeah.
Yeah.That, she's so competitive and she has such a strong personality. I think that has something to do with her last name being hyphenated.
What? Why?
And she's dating a race car driver.
They're married.
Or yeah, married to a race car driver who's also ultra competitive. Like they're both really high performance people, right? Right, so she's a very intense person with a lot of pride.
I'm sure she's intense.
Well, clearly she's intense.
だってさ、何96年に世界8位か6位8位、
うん、
8位で引退して何にもテニスに関わってなくて2008年に
しかも
12年ぶりに一気に復帰して
42歳でしょ。
いや、で普通にできてんだよ。 That's so amazing.
She's 42.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
だってさ、毎日練習しても全然優勝とかできない人いるのに、12年間休んでていきなり復帰して普通に勝てるんだよ。超すごくない?だからこそなんでそんな short temper と思った。
Well, she was losing.
だからもっとさ、なんかそれに飲まれないようにさ、みんなをなんかもっと応援してみたいなことを言えばよかったじゃん、逆に。
ButWe're saying that she's a really, really good tennis player, right? Well, the better you are as a tennis player, the higher your expectations are going to be for yourself. So there's guys like Federer or these other guys who can't really keep it together all the way when they're mad. But they don't lose that often, so we don't see it. Right?
Yeah, なんか,
And she's starting, you know, she's at the point where if she doesn't do well, she starts to wonder if her age is a factor. And it's like she's more done. So it must be frustrating, I'm sure.
I don't know. Well, she could have said something different. Like, まだまだいけるみたいなさ、ポジティブなこと言えばよかったじゃん。
But that's not how she feels.
Oishii mitaina sa.
See, that's how they always are in Japan, though.
It's like she was like
really like tatemae kind of fake.
で、なんか彼女はもう彼女は負けてて超イライラして、観客はああもう残念惜しいああみたいになってて、で彼女がさらにイライラして怒って暴言を吐くみたいな。 It's like そりゃもういいわけないじゃん。Right?
I mean it's not the audience's fault at all.
That's my point.
Yeah, it's not the audience's fault.
しょうがないじゃん、応援してるからがっかりしたんだよ。
I like that she's 素直 about how she feels.
I don't know. まあね。でもマミが観客だったら悲しくなるじゃん。応援してて、ああ残念って思って、ああって言ってんのにシャラフって言われたらさ、It's like, じゃあどうしたらいいの？
Yeah.
どうした、なんて言えばいいの？むしろ。
I'd feel weird asking for a signature after that.
いや、しかもね、なんか、she said on her blog that, なんか、欧米だと、あの、失敗した時に、おーって言うけど、日本は失敗すると、ああって言うから、ネガティブに聞こえるみたいな。
Yeah, I don't like ah either. I don't like it either. If I'm fucking up and someone's like, if people are like ah, it's like,
しょうがないじゃん、日本語なんだから。
Like I'll put the toothpaste on my toothbrush, yeah. And it like falls off.
Ah.
And then like my obachan will be like ah, and I'm just like I know. Just, ちょっと静かにして。
まあでも確かにああとか言われたらなんかちょっと嫌な感じするけど、でもおーもああもそんな変わるかね。
Yeah, I don't know.
That was kind of funny. はい、次マイケルの番。
A 7.7 magnitude earthquake caused a new island to rise up out of the ocean 2 kilometers off the coastline of Pakistan.This new island is 30 meters high and 60 meters across, and scientists believe that an underwater mud volcano that... I don't know what a mud volcano is. A volcano made of mud.
Really?
I have no idea.
適当.
I have no idea what a mud volcano is. But there was a lot of mud there, and there's a volcano.
And they also talked and, about methane, Janai. Methane hydrate?The gas that's...
methane?
Yeah. That's beneath the... この海の下.
Yeah, that might have had something.
That might have, yeah.
They don't really know that much at this point. But they believe that this underwater volcano that erupted during the earthquake is what caused the island to appear. And a similar island appeared in 1968 after an earthquake, but it disappeared after 1 year.
パキスタンで24日マグニチュード 7.7 の地震がありました。で、次の日にアラビア海に島が出現しました。これは30メートルの高さ、60メートルの長さのものなんだけど、海の下の泥火山か、まあ、メタンハイドレートガスによって、まあ、島が地面が動いてこう島が出てきたと考えられています。でまだ分かんないんだけど、1年ぐらいでまた沈んでなくなる可能性があるということで、研究者の人たちがもうその島に渡ってるんだよね。 To study.
Yeah, it's really weird.
ね、なんか朝起きていきなり島できてたらびっくりするよね。何あれみたいな。
Well,
1日でだよ。しかも
朝起きて You're living on this island and it disappears. そっちの方がびっくりするんじゃない。
でもそれは、でもそんなのなくない？起きたことあんの？そんなの。
Well, the other island was there for a year, right?
Were people living on it?
It's an island.
住むの？いきなりできたところに。
I think you would assume that it would stay, right?
まあね。
I would go.
I might go, but I wouldn't live there. 急に家建て出すの？そこに。
I guess it probably sinks slowly, though. They probably can tell that it's sinking.
そうだね、そうだね。
It's not like it just disappears
yeah, yeah,
in one day.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that.
でも、これってさ、dibs できるの？
Dibs on the...
Yeah. いきなりできてたらさ、最初についた人の物勝ちみたいな。Probably not, right?
I doubt it. I don't think so.
Government に取られちゃうかな？
Well, it's in the sea.It's in their ocean. So whoever owns that ocean water, ocean water.
国か、じゃあ。Damn it.
That sea.
It's like 超ボートで急いで行ってさ。
So the quake happened on the 24th and then the island was confirmed on the 25th.
うん。
So
なんかあのニュースでさ、こうあの地元住民の声みたいな書いてあったもんね。なんか朝起きたら急に島があってびっくりしたみたいな。
Yeah, that's... Has this happened before? I mean, yeah, other than 1968. It happened in
1968. They said 1999 and 2011.
Same place?
I think so.
Really?
Or near the area.
So this happened all the time.
でもそれもあのしばらくしてなくなっちゃったって。だから出たり入ったりみたいな。
That's weird.
ね。だからやっぱ住めないよ。Yep.
I don't know what to say about that. The island popped up. I take it. China will unblock Facebook, Twitter, and the New York Times in order to boost its new Shanghai Free Trade Zone, which opens on September 29th. And the Shanghai Free Trade Zone was created to attract foreign investment and promote a yuan. Is that how you say that? Yuan-denominated financial sector. Facebook and Twitter have both been blocked since 2009, and the New York Times, Bloomberg, and Business Week have been blocked since 2012.
中国で Facebook と Twitter と New York Times がついに解禁になります。これは今月29日の上海自由貿易が始まるのに合わせたもので、あの、まあ、元、中国元、のプロモートと、まあ、その海外の投資家に向けたアピールということなんだけど、中国ではその Facebook、Twitter が2009年からブロックされていて、他にもメディアのニューヨークタイムズ、ブルームバーグ、ビジネスウィークなどが2012年からブロックされていました。2012年で結構最近だったんだね。 Who blocks Bloomberg?
Bloomberg?
Yeah, that's so weird
I think it was a specific report put out by Bloomberg that upset China.
China.
If you upset China, they'll just block you.
でもそんなのいっぱいあるんじゃないの？そんな追いつかないよね。
They block movies too.
That I understand more.
They blocked a Bond movie, didn't they?
なんか映画をブロックするの方が簡単じゃない？メディアをブロックするよりも。だってさ、ニューヨークタイムズとかブルームバーグとか転載されるじゃん、記事がどんどん。あの、ニュースワイヤーみたいな感じで。それも全部ブロックしてたのかな。
Is there an existing social,
media?
Like social media
あるあるある
network
yeah, yeah, yeah.
in China?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like their own, なんかツイッターみたいな、なんていうんだっけ、名前忘れちゃったけど、あの、ツイッターみたいなやつもあるし、Facebook みたいなやつもある。But it's like,本当にローカル版みたいな。I have a friend who lives in Shanghai, but she has been using Facebook.
Really?
そう、でもどうやって使ってんのかと思ったら、彼女は外資系の会社で働いてんのね。だから会社のサーバーが中国じゃないところにあるの。だから使えてるんだけど、多分その中国国内のサーバーを使ってる場合はできないんだよね。
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know.
かといってさ、なんかアメリカみたいにこう、Facebook 使えるけど、なんかちょっと言うと、あの、FBI とかが家に来るみたいなのも嫌だよね。
FBI?
FBI.
Oh, FBI.
Or CIA or whatever. Probably CIA. よくあったじゃん。
Well,
なんか小学生がインテロゲーションされるとか。
Facebook and these social networks have resulted in a number of uprisings and kind of like revolutions.
Right.
でもさ、So China doesn't want that happening. And people can share information really freely that way and communicate with each other and organize protests and things like that. And China doesn't have a good history with protests.
でも中国国内のやつでもやろうと思えばできるんじゃない？だって Facebook だってどうせ監視するんでしょ？ Right? I assume.
What do you mean?
Just like America is doing.
What
They're
going to
be watching. the government will be watching all the posts on Facebook and stuff like that, no? They're going to monitor it anyway.
Well, Facebook would not give that data to China, right? It's Facebook's data. The only reason why the U.S. government got it is because Facebook is an American company.
But can't you still monitor?
If it's public, but it doesn't have to be public. That's the thing. So I think them banning Facebook and Twitter and things, it was kind of a, not mind control, but information control.
Right.
They wanted to control public opinion.
なんか新しい South Park のエピソードその話だった。It was about NSA watching people.
I don't really watch South Park.
Oh, you're missing out.
Mm.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe not.
I don't think so.
まあでもあれも一応さ、ほら、ニュースとか分かってないと分かんないからね。
Mm.
I mean, South Park itself is pretty くだらないけど。
最近見てない。I haven't seen South Park since I was in the U.S. I didn't really even watch it when I was there. I don't know. If someone like forces me to watch it on YouTube...So no good at.
It's funny. I like it.
New York creates texting zones in an effort to minimize car accidents. And they have these signs up that say it can wait, text stop in 5 miles, for example. They're adding 91 of these new zones and 298 signs.
91?
298.
And 99 zones?91 zones?
Oh, 91 new zones, yeah.
Okay.
Texting zones, where you can pull over and text. And the fine for texting and driving is up to $150 for the first offense, $200 for the second offense, and $400 for the third offense. And in Japan, it's up to 5,000 yen for texting while driving. And they've developed these apps to help you not text while you're driving.
That's like the most stupid thing I've ever heard.
So you have this app on your phone, and it tracks how long you've traveled, and it knows whether or not you've minimized the app to text. So if you drive with the app open, it'll be like, congratulations, you've driven like 20 kilometers without texting.
What a huge achievement.
I know. I guess people really have a problem. And in some studies, they've figured out that you're 23 times more likely to crash while texting. And it's 18 times more dangerous than talking on the phone.
ニューヨークでメールしながらの運転を防止するために、高速道路にあのメールのゾーン、メールしていいエリアというのを設けることになりました。でそれ91箇所に設置して、それに伴うサインを298箇所に設置するっていうことなんだけど、そのサインには It can wait, texting stop, texting zone なんとかマイル、
うん、
まあなんかメールできるところがあと何マイル後にあるからもうちょっと待とうねみたいな感じの が書いてある看板を立てるということで、アメリカではメールしながら運転すると、初犯だと150ドルの罰金、2回目だと200ドル、3回目だと400ドルっていう風に上がっていくんだけど、日本だと、5万円以下の罰金っていうことで、統計的に言うとメールをしながらの運転だと23倍、の交通事故のリスクで、電話してると 1.3 倍、だから電話よりメールの方が18倍危険になるっていうことです。で、アメリカでは、そのメールしながら運転するのを防ぐ携帯のアプリまで登場しているということで、なんかそのあれだよね、アプリを立ち上げてると他のことができない状態になるっていう、
yeah. see, it tracks how far you've gone without texting.
別に触らなきゃいいじゃんね、普通にこのアプリいるかな。
I bet people have crashed while checking how many miles they haven't texted for. It's like, oh, I bet I haven't texted for like 20 miles. And you like, check your phone, and go right into the person in front of you.
でもね本当にこのメールしながら運転っていうのは結構最近ここ何年かですごい問題になっていて
It's a huge problem.
やっぱり若者とかでも多くてそのツイッターとかフェイスブックで投稿しながら運転して結局事故になって死んじゃった人とかが、まあ、彼の最後のポストとか彼の最後のツイートはこんなでしたみたいな感じでメディアとかにも出ちゃってちょっと残念な感じあと自分が死ぬならまだしもねこれで人引いちゃったりとかするともっと最悪だからね
Yeah, well, you're usually going to hit someone,
yeah.
right?
Well, yeah,
unless you fly off the side of the road, which I don't think is
that likely. Or just, like, crash into a tree or
well,
house or something,
people aren't... No, that's not really what's happening.
I'd much rather kill myself than, you know, running over somebody else.
Well, it's running over people and rear-ending. Because you're going straight, and you know you're going straight. But you're not looking.
Right.
So you're either rear-ending someone or running a light or running over someone.
アメリカから運転してるって分かってる相手に対してメールしたりするとそれもなんか罪になる可能性があるみたいな。まあ、it should be.
You get in trouble if you're texting someone and you know they're driving?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What, I gotta make sure that someone's Not yeah. driving before I text them?
No. だから知らなかったんだったらいいんだよ、別に。The entire time. でも、例えばさ、なんか、今運転してんだって言って、あ、じゃあなんとか、なんだか買ってきて、みたいなとかさ。とかなんか、道案内してるとこじゃないの？あそこ右に行って、左に行ってとかさ。
Wait, but you... That's not real though, right?
No, I think I read it somewhere.
What?
That you
There's
could get
no
into trouble.
Way.
Yeah. You could get into trouble.
I find that hard to believe.
だってさ、でも確かにそうじゃない？相手のせいの時もあるじゃん。
How's that? If I know someone's driving, I don't give a shit. I'll still send them a text. Just don't read it.
It's like your boyfriend is driving for like 4 hours and you know that and then you start the conversation about like a breakup.
This is the same thing as Kimiko Date.
What?
Because it's like, oh...
人のせいってこと
邪魔してる my 運転 with your text messages
yeah
you know that's
多分 circumstance によると思うよ but I mean I think it's a good thing though
I see it all the time I see people texting and driving all the time
本当よくないよね危ないよ、
really、
しかも何が危ないってさこうみんな自分は大丈夫と思ってるじゃん自分は絶対大丈夫自分には絶対事故にならないと思って事故になるわけだから、You know?
I was in Osaka and everyone's texting and driving in Osaka.
Really?
I feel like more than Tokyo.
はあ、なんでだろう大阪の人はせっかちって言うからね。
What?
大阪の人はせっかちだって言うじゃん。
What's せっかち?
It's like impatient. Like they can't wait.
Yeah, I got honked at a lot in Osaka. Oh. People honk all the time.
Tokyo, あんまり honk 聞かないね。
Not really. People in Tokyo don't really honk. In Osaka, everyone's honking. The roads make no sense at all. It's really confusing.
そんな違うの?
There's like narrow roads where people, like trucks are stopped and you're trying to drive around it but you can't see and it's like...
Oh, okay.
Like a lot of weird stuff in Osaka. Kyoto too.
Okay.
But I think Kyoto people were nicer, but the roads were worse.
Okay. まあ、昔のが残ってるからじゃないの?
There's like nowhere to park and the roads are really... Like I was driving on the little tile roads and stuff. Like,
okay.
It's not like asphalt.
Ah, okay.
わかる?
電車で行けばいいじゃん。
Just let me do what I let me live my life.
エコだよ、エコ。京都いいよね、でも。I love Kyoto. やばい。ね、今回そう、T シャツをさ、やってるじゃん。で、こうみんなの住所を見るじゃん。ね、コピペしなくちゃいけないからさ。そうすると、やっぱね、全国いろんなところからの人がいるわけよ。で、ちょっとそれ見てて楽しくなる。なんかさぬき市とか市かな さぬきうどんのとこだみたいなとかさ。
Oh, is it?
Yeah, あと沖縄の人も結構いたし、京都もいたし、ちょっとね、みんなの住所見てるだけでも楽しかった。
海外もいるじゃん。
あ、そう、海外の人もいたし、そうそうそう、海外の人もいたし、 あとね、あの、いちじく農園をやっていますっていう人もいたの。それで、あの、いちじく、あ、そう、そのサイトも送ってくれて見たんだけどさ、すごい心が和むよね。へ、いちじく農園みたいな、超いいじゃん。
Wait, I'm thinking about something right now. What else is dangerous to do while texting? I see people texting and riding their bicycle a lot.
それも危ないでしょうね、普通に。
The penalty if you ride your bicycle with 傘、うん、is 5万円。
そうなの？
So the penalty, the, well, the fine、うん、So the fine is the same for riding your bicycle with 傘 as texting while driving. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Seems like texting while driving is more dangerous.
ね、傘の方がマシの感じするけどね。
まあ、driving with 傘。
No, riding your bike with 傘。
うん。
Seems less dangerous.
Yeah, I agree.
でもなんかあったんだろうね、いろいろそういう事故が。
I've seen it.
でも driving 以外にテクストして危ないことなんてある？ I don't know.
Well, driving...自転車、train conductor。
ああ、それ最近あるよね、あの新幹線の運転手さんとかでしょ。
texting。
いやいやいや、ずっとメールしてるみたいな、うん、暇なのかね、うん、
つまんなそう。
あれってさ、あのずっとこうガチャガチャ運転してるわけじゃないんだよね、だって別に。
Yeah, especially the recent ones、
うん、
butWhen I was a kid, everyone acted like it was so cool.
It is kind of cool.
When I was a kid, everyone would be like, oh, I want to drive a train. And they had like all these games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where you like pretend you're driving a train.
It's still cool though.
But driving a real train is boring. It was a lie.
あれってどれぐらい気をつけてないといけないものなんだろうね、本当は。その到着するときと発車するとき以外のときさ。
Well, you have to be paying attention because there's like traffic lights and stuff. You have to check.、
Mm.
Right?、Mm. そうじゃない。
そんな、どこまで自動なんだろう、ね、
If you make a mistake, there's like a lot of people at risk.
Yeah, but what kind of mistake can they make? こんな automated だったら。
Are you defending the texting train conductor?
え、だってさ、新幹線とかだと何時間もあるわけじゃん、一回が。次の駅までにね。
うん。
そこでさ、別にすることないんだったらさ、
You just set your iPhone alarm and just,
yeah, just chill.
Chill. Just watch Grey's Anatomy on an iPad.
Yeah, ダメ？いや、やることあんだったらやんなきゃいけないけど、やることあるのにやらないでメールしてるとかってあれだけど、やることなくて全部自動化されてんだったらさ、
I think it's
そういうわけじゃないのかな。
I think it's too boring for humans. I think we need a computer to do it.
Yeah.
Because
ね、だってやることないのにさ、ずっと前だけ見て座ってろって言われてもさ、すごい辛くない？え、何すりゃいいのみたいな。
What was, where was the train in Europe that, was it Spain actually?
What is?
The train that derailed?
スイス？
No, 最近の。The train was going too fast and it derailed.
スペインかな、多分。
Was it Spain?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was bored.
Yeah.
I mean, he was late too, but I think he was mostly bored. Because he was bragging on his Facebook about how fast he could go.
Oh.
with his train.
Wow.
Like, he's going to get him.
いやでもだからやっぱすることないんじゃないの？することないんだったらさ、別に良くない？ダメ？それなんかさ、じゃあ発車と到着の何分前後は絶対携帯ダメですとかにしてさ。
だから there might be some weird shit showing up on the train tracks. Like someone could be walking out there, or there could be karasu putting rocks on the rails, or I don't know. There's all kinds of weird stuff that can happen.
I guess.
Right?
No, I just
If you see like a tornado,
I just thought
you should
stop. よくなんかさ、こう日本とかで何別に特に理由もないのに禁止されてるみたいなこといっぱいあるじゃん。
でも電車はそういうことじゃないんだったらね、それはあれだけど。No, I want that train conductor watching. Otherwise, what are we paying him for?
日本の会社でよくさ、自分の携帯をもう一度たりとも触っちゃいけないみたいなのあるじゃん。 そのビジネスアワー中に。 それもなんかこう電源を切ってロッカーに入れておきましょうみたいな。
Huh.
もう無理無理無理無理。
Yeah, they had that rule when I was in
無理無理無理。
When I was in retail, they had that rule.
まあ retail はさ、 I mean it's like
but no one followed that rule.
You're at the store だから。 Yeah. でもオフィスだったら別にいいんじゃないと思うけどね。
まあね。
I don't know. まあいいことにすると self-discipline ない人がいっぱいいるのかな。
If we had it your way, there'd just be every train conductor would just have an iPad and like headphones and
dancing,
Skyping people,
like Skyping not, each other,
not paying attention, eating bento.
それはいいじゃないの? ダメ?
No.
Don't they eat?
They can eat when they get off the train.
なんか遠距離でも? Even pilots eat though. And that's pilot wa yabai yo. Sugoi multitasking there.
Have you noticed that almost all the plane crashes are pilot error? Right?
だってあれすごい大変な仕事だよ。
How many airplanes have exploded while some pilot was eating bento? I bet it's a lot.
I don't think so. Yeah. But they do eat during the flight. They have to.
Yeah, I guess you gotta eat, but...
いろんな職業があるね、世の中には。 Like tons that we don't know about. We don't know anything about, actually.
Like what?
Like, you know, I've always been interested in 特殊清掃の人とかさ.
何それ?
They just clean up after dead bodies.
Oh, それか.
Yeah. なんだっけ? Sunshine, Sunshine Cleaning っていう映画があって. その特殊清掃する女の子二人の話なんだけど
In the States?
Yeah, yeah, it's a Hollywood movie.
But the setting is in the States.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Really?
そうそう
I bet Japan's way worse for that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It must be.
でもそれを仕事毎日それやってる人がいるんだよ。 とかさ、昨日だっけ山手線で2回人身事故あったじゃん。 そう、びっくりしたんだけど 朝もあって昼もあったの。 それ昼のやつマミ思いっきり引っかかって。
Do you think the weather's related? I think it's related.
わかんない。しかも2回目のやつはね、生きてたの多分。 それで時間かかったの。
Really?
死んじゃった時ってさ、早いじゃん。もう拾うだけだから。 でも死ななくて微妙に生きてるみたいな時って救出作業が発生するから。 You know what I mean?
Yeah.
でしかもアナウンスもちょっと違うんだよね。なんか今救出作業に入っていますのでみたいな。
Really?
でも全然動かなくて。
And they put up the those sheets.
I'm sure. ブルーのやつ。 でもマミそれは見たことない、さすがに。
The blue sheets?
うん。
Oh, I've seen
it. でも、この間あったんだ、私。 まさにそのホームにいて。 でもブルーシート出してなかった。 でもなんかライトで電車の下とか探してた。 でも怖くて離れちゃった。 なんか見たらトラウマになると思って。 でもそうライトで探してたの。
One thing about Japan that I've noticed is if you get hurt, you might just be on your own. Like no one, it's very possible that no one's going to help you.
どういうこと?
In, at least in Tokyo, if you're in Tokyo and you're standing on the platform and you hurt yourself, like you slip and you fall or you have a heart attack or something, sometimes people don't help in Japan.
いや、結構な病気とかの時は助けるじゃん。だってさ、
No, I've seen it 電車, so many times.
電車のさ、線路に飛び込んで助けるとかよくあるじゃん。
A lot of my friends have gotten hurt and no one helped them. It happens a lot.
時間帯とかにもよるんじゃないの?
No. I honestly think that Japanese people don't help each other as much as Western cultures do.
Western as in
they were telling me this too. Well, America, Britain, Canada, etc. I was talking to a Japanese guy who he was doing my first aid training. He works for Red Cross.
Okay.
And he was explaining this to me, that in Japan, that there's kind of this group responsibility, so you kind of don't feel like you have to act. Like, it's kind of on other people to act. Because people are a bit less... People don't act as individuals as often, or right. like to take responsibility as individuals right. as often. Yeah. Whereas in Western society, you don't... There isn't that group think in the same way. So people are more likely to step up and help. I'm not saying that it never happens. It does, of course.
Yeah, I see a lot of experiments, like... なんか道で困ったふりをしてどれぐらい助けてくれるかみたいな、in Japan and other countries、で日本結構いつも優しいよみんな。 I love seeing those experiments. And Japan is always like, people are pretty nice, like they'll help you.
I think Asia in general has scored here more poorly.
China とかだっていつもすごいビデオあるじゃん。もうなんか女の子がさ、引かれてるけど誰も助けてくれないとか。
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. Stats 見てないか分かんないね。
I've had it happen to me a lot. So,
like how?
I've like fallen on that escalator and stuff, and I got hurt snowboarding really bad once.
Yeah.
I had a concussion, and I was asking for help, and there was at least 4, 5, 6 people that ignored me. And the lift was shutting down, and I was on top of this mountain.
Wow, that sucks.
And I had double vision.
Wow.
My head was I was bleeding from my head. It was really bad.
Okay.
But no one helped me. I was so frustrated. I don't know if they think I'm gaijin. Oh, I don't want to deal with this sketchy, like...
sketchy gaijin.
Gaijin dude, but...
I don't know.
I don't know.
でもなんか
It's not cool.
そう何かが起きた時にやっぱりすぐ警察に電話したりとかはあんまりしないっていうよね、日本人は。なんかこう、あ、大事にしちゃいけないかなと思ってこう気を使った結果逆効果みたいな。
You know, people not helping right away has, because of that, I've had a lot of opportunities where I've helped people that have had like strokes and stuff.
そう、マミもマミすぐ警察に電話するのね。喧嘩とか見たら。それで一回なんかタクシーの運転手さんが、なんかお兄さんにボコボコにされてたの、道で。東京駅の。それで、はぁと思ってすぐ警察に電話して帰ったのね。なんか警察に電話したら、おまわりさんが来たの、すぐ。自転車に乗って。だからいいやと思って帰ったら、後から電話かかってきて呼び出されて、朝4時ぐらいに。それでなんか調書取りますって5時間ぐらいいたのそこに。その時言われた、なんかあ、みんなすぐ警察にやっぱり電話しないから、本当に何大事になっちゃう。でもかわいそうだったのもおじさんだよ、タクシーの運転手の、ボッコボコにされてたの。
All the time I see some crazy asshole doing some terrible shit、and no one's helping. I saw a guy getting kicked on the ground in the middle of Shinjuku.
Yeah. And やっぱその新宿とかさ、渋谷とかちょっとスケッチ。
And there's like a ton of people.
Yeah. あと渋谷でマミが見たの、なんだっけ、センター街でさ、彼氏が彼女の顔を思いっきりパンチしたの。ありえないと思って、それは警察呼ばなかったんだけど、自分で、走って行ったのね。それでその男がもうスネ夫みたいなの。ちっちゃくて。16歳ぐらいでさ、でなんか、いや、こいつが言うこと聞かないからこいつが悪いんだよとか言って、超ムカついたの。でマミ傘で殴ってやろうかと思ったけど、やらなかったけど。
With your umbrella?
Yeah, I was gonna hit him.
That wouldn't do anything.
Well, I thought it would teach him a lesson.
If you hit him with your umbrella?
Yeah. You're not supposed to punch a girl in the face.
You can't fight guys like that.
でもね、本当にちっちゃくてスネ夫みたいだったから余計ムカついたの。
No, but that'sThat guy just hit a girl.
Yeah.
So if you hit him with anything, he'll hit you too, right? That's what I don't understand. Like, when, like, a guy will be violent and then girls will think, oh, I can just stop him by standing in front. No, this is the one guy that you can't stop. Everyone else is going to be like, oh, she's a girl. I can't do anything.
すごい弱そうだったんだもん。で、自分が弱いからそうやって女の子のこと殴るんだよって言ったの、マミ。もう地獄に行くよって言ったの。
I don't know.
超うざかったのあいつ。もう今でも思うとね、考えると超イライラする。それその女の子口からね血吐いてんの。で超びっくりしちゃって、もうこんな男別れた方がいいんじゃないのって言ったの。こんなチンチクリンだしって言ったんだけど、いや大丈夫ですとか言ってさ、もう本当にムカつで、本当スネ夫にそっくりだったんだよ。なんでこんな男と付き合ってんのと思っちゃって、センター街のど真ん中だよ。それもど真ん中で女の子の顔を殴ってんだよ。
Yeah, that's pretty weak.
びっくりした。でもなのにしかも反省しないの。いやこいつが俺の言うこと聞かないからだよとか言って、って思ってやばい、やばくない？あのね、しかも本当のフルパンチだよ。 UFC バリの。
Stop.
びっくりした。 Oh my god. Oh my god. あのやっぱり女の子をね殴るのは良くないよね。
Of course. Of course.
その女の子は相当の場合を除いてね。
I think girls should be more scared. More scared of guys. Because I see girls really push it.I see girls where, when I see the girl like in the guy's face and he's like, you know, you're not worth anything, I hate your father, like all this like crazy stuff.
Push, なんかそうやってわざとねすごいプッシュする子はちょっと一回ぐらい危ない目にあった方がいいと思う。
I see girls do it all the time, really far, and I want to step in before she gets punched and be like, well, you need to slow down.
でもねそれやっぱ、
it's not like there's no limit.
でもそれやっぱ自分がパンチされたことないからできることだよね。なんだろう、男だから女の私を殴れるわけないって自信満々すぎだから、そういう子はね、そのセンター街の女の子はあの別に she didn't ask for it, so she didn't deserve it for sure, but あのそのたまにねクラブとかで酔っ払ってる子でしょ、酔っ払ったりして男をプッシュしてる子でしょ、それはちょっとね、
It's because, yeah, you're right. It's because they haven't been hit before.
Yeah.
And guys are scared because most guys have been hit before. It happens when you're in high school or in middle school or something. You get hit.
そうだから、そうやって自信過剰は危ないよ、女の子ね。
And if you've been punched in the face, then you know that can happen. And so I think guys are more afraid to approach guys than girls are.
でも女から男に対しても何すぐさビンタする女の子いるじゃん、彼氏とかを、それもちょっとねなんか意味がわからないよね、なんで今叩くのみたいな。でも男は叩き返せないから、って怒ってムムムって終わりじゃん。
Yeah, there's girls that will hit you right away.
そうそうなの、結構バイオレントな女の子いるんで、
do a lot of finger pointing and moving the head around.
ghetto.
Doing the head movements and the finger pointing. Yeah, girls push buttons.
Yeah.
And when girls get hit, the guy's in the wrong, but I'm always really curious, like, what did she say? I want to know what she said、
まあ、
right before.
まあ状況によってはね、女の子が悪い場合もあると思うよね、そりゃ。なんかその abusive relationship の場合は別として、その1回のだけの時は。なんか災難だよね、そういうことになってしまったら。
It's weird how, well, girls hit guys all the time, and like domestic violence or whatever, that's not a common. If you're a guy and you get hit by a girl and you like press charges, that's kind of a bitch move, isn't it?
でもさ、you should be able to do it じゃないの？別に。
If a girl punched me in the face, I wouldn't press charges though. I don't know.
Why? You feel like a weak sauce?
Yeah.
でもやっていいんでしょ別に。それが
平、
それで平等なんじゃないの？
I don't know.
別に。
I don't know.
Right?
I just wouldn't
do
it.
Well, if she's like huge and if
she
really hurts,
I'm gonna start getting punched in the face now that I've said that. Every girl that I talk to is just gonna start unloading on my face.
Yeah, you just announced. You just announced to the public that you won't press charges.
I might press charges after all.
危ない危ない。え、や、じゃあマミもやっていいの？
いやダメ。
でも男ビンタとかしたことないけど、ま、なんかもうビンタっていう選択肢がないじゃんまず。わかる、なんか押すとかはあるけどさ、押すとか引っ張るとかはあるけど、知らない人とかクラブとかで、あのグローピングした人とか。
What do you mean?
Like when a guy gropes me in the club, like the guy that a guy that I have, I don't know. とかの時はスラップとかはしないけど、押すか引っ張るかは。
そんなにグロープされてんの in the club?
え、されるでしょ、混んでたら。It happens all the time, yeah.
週何回？
今全然行ってないからないけど、混んでると女の子誰でもあるよ。Yeah, or anywhere. あるよ。本当はそれこそバニティでマミ思いっきりグロープされて、あの超引っ張ったことある後ろから。He almost tripped.
Man, if I was a girl, I would not go to the club. That's like the worst idea ever. I'm gonna go with a bunch of drunk dudes, and I'm gonna get groped, and then I'm gonna complain about it, and then I'm gonna go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
でも楽しい時もあるじゃん。Right?
Grope されてる時に。
いや、grope されてる時は楽しくないよ。
あ、そう。
What the hell? はい、終わり。もう以上。
totally off topic.
Yeah. そう、T シャツ、いろいろ、いろいろじゃない。たくさんの人がもう振り込んでくれて、ありがとうございます。今ね、通帳を見ながら、全部チェックしていますので。
うん。
ね。
よかったね。
よかった。ありがたいね。
Yeah, it was nice.
助かった。本当に。
Nice.
Yeah.
I hope to see them around once we get
ね、本当だよ。本当に来てるところに出会いたいよね、
うん、
ないかな、どれぐらいの確率かな、
we'll、It'll be a surprise、ね、
なんかあ、だって T シャツ着たらこれ着て阿佐ヶ谷をうろうろしようかなみたいな言ってる人がいてやってほしいよねちょっと渋谷とかいろんなとこで着てもらえれば、
わざわざ阿佐ヶ谷まで着て、なんで
バイリンガルニュース T シャツ
to try to get spotted?
Yeah, yeah, yeah、
oh.
Because we said we'll like high five them or whatever, right? だから。
そうしよう。
見つけたらハイファイブね、もう。
なんでハイファ
イブ？何も言わずに。Hey!
ダサい。
あとさ、バイリンガルニュース T シャツを着てる人たちが、人同士が会うこともあるかな？ないかな？数がそんなないからな。
適当に、you can just 普通の T シャツみたいに
着てればいつか。I really want to meet them though、you know、
はい、
It's like I want to say thank you in person Okay、
はい、
次月曜日だよね、
yep、月曜日
いつも通りのスケジュールに戻ります、
はい、
はい、
以上です、
終わり、さよなら、
はい